Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Good morning. Not a bright and sunny Saturday. Cold and dreary. You didn't expect it, but you can adapt to it. I hope your hands and feet are warm, because that's health, and that's what this show is about. Today's show, mysterious rashes and allergies. What to do when you just don't know. It's a little thing, unless you've got it. I've always seen it as a little thing, because it goes away by itself, or does it? Sometimes those rashes and allergies go on and on and on. They become chronic. The acute ones, you run to the dermatologist, you get a little steroid, and it goes away. That's not what this show is about. This show is about the chronic ones, where you keep going to the dermatologist, and you keep getting the steroid, and you keep getting the antibiotic, and you keep getting the reason, but the reasons don't seem to add up, and you've got a chronic situation. You're chronically allergic. You've got a rash that doesn't go away. Or they start hitting you with that bomb called autoimmune. That's psoriasis. Either way, you've got to look at it from a different perspective. And of course, that's why I'm here, to give you a different, often politically incorrect perspective. So let's start with this rash and allergy thing. And again, it's for those of you that are chronic. As always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc. That's with two T's. I don't know how you do it if you don't look at the pictures. Got lots of great pictures here today. Picture that allergic reaction. Now, what do we mean? Well, let's talk about the one that hits the skin. So you're having an allergic reaction to something, and your skin is red, and it's red and it's itchy, or it's red and it's not itchy, but it looks ugly, and you're getting freaked out by it. Or that reaction where it doesn't come out the skin. It's just inside. Your eyes are runny. You're a little dry in the throat or scratchy in the throat. It's almost like a cold, but it's not. Maybe you feel like you can't breathe. You're wheezing. You have congestion in the bronchioles. You think it's something like an asthma, but it's not an asthma. Spring hay fever. What happens around dogs and cats? What happens when you eat food? So on and so forth. We're talking about some immune-mediated reaction. Largely immune or smallly immune, some immune system reaction that's going to come out your skin or not come out your skin. But either way, you're in some sort of a, well, what the common parlance of our day calls allergic reaction. You know what I'm talking about, but do you know this? Let's take a look at the allergic mechanism. So click to view the full article on allergic mechanism. That's at the top of all the pictures. We've got how many pictures today? 28 pictures. Going to go through lots of stuff. Look at the picture, the article on the top. Click to view full article on allergic mechanism. Great little doodaddy on what really is an allergic reaction. Read with me. Allergies are among the most common chronic conditions worldwide. They're caused by abnormal immune responses known to substances known as allergens. So the wheat, the dairy, the dog dander, the cat dander. Anything along the lines of what you think you got exposed to is what you call an allergen when it hits your blood. And these can range from uncomfortable symptoms to life-threatening responses. Medical science understands what causes it, and they may not understand what to do about it, and often they don't understand what causes it. They can't identify the allergen, and this is my point. That's why they're mysterious. So it's not mysterious when you walk into the room and you pet the dog and 5 minutes later, you're wheezing. That's not mysterious, is it? It's mysterious when one day out of nowhere you wake up and you're itching all over the place and your back looks like a rotten tomato. That's mysterious. And of course, what I said earlier is when it's chronically mysterious, I've got this rash or this allergic reaction that just keeps happening. Well, that's what we're focusing in on. But what I'm reading to you now is kind of the general mechanism. Medical science understands what causes allergies, immune hypersensitivity to allergens, meaning your immune system sees the allergen and goes ballistic. But the underlying reasons that the immune system of susceptible individuals react to these typically harmful substances remains largely unknown. Okay, so they're getting honest here. Allergies can be controlled, not cured. You see, controlled with appropriate treatment, which begins with identifying the allergies to which an individual is sensitive through allergy testing. Let me tell you something about allergy testing. It's bogus. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. That's not a contradiction in terms. But the way you interpret allergy testing is very important. What you see out there in the clinical field, meaning in the trenches, meaning with sick people, are people barreling on in with lists and lists and lists of things they were allergic to. In other words, they're allergic to everything. They ought to be the bubble boy. They should live in a bubble. And you see this repeatedly, people being told they're allergic to this, they're allergic to that, they're allergic to this, as if something's wrong with them. If I chewed down a pencil and an eraser, ground it up, put it in my pancakes, and had a reaction to it, should I be concerned about that? In the sense of, oh no, I'm allergic to erasers and pencils. You see, this is what it's becoming. There's so much chemical garbage in the food, in the air, in the water, on the clothes, in the detergents, in the hairsprays, in the soaps. There's so much allergic garbage that we have not been designed to adapt to that our immune systems are telling us, get away. And you can't mistake that for the food itself. Very often, it's the putrefaction of the food that we're having an allergic reaction to and not the food itself. Very, very often it's the mold on the fruit. It's the fungus on the fruit. So you got to be careful with these allergy tests, especially when they run contrary to common sense. But I'm not saying don't do them. I'm saying interpret them with vigilance. Be vigilant about these allergy tests. So allergies can be controlled with steroid, which means beginning with identifying the allergens through blah, blah. Now, what causes allergies? And this is what I wanted you to get hip to. I want you to know what's going on. Allergic reactions respond when the body's immune system treats a harmless substance or a hazardous invader, reacting to it as it would a bacteria or a virus by producing antibodies to defend against it. Now, look at the picture there just above this. Look at that picture, the mast cell. And look at those little Y-shaped things called antibodies. And look at the word allergens. And then look at the word histamine. Now, there it is in a nutshell. An allergen, say, a lectin from wheat, or dog dander, or something we don't know, an unknown allergen, is attacked by an antibody. An antibody made by a B lymphocyte, which they're not showing there. The B lymphocyte, B as in boy, lymphocyte, immune system cell made in the bone marrows running around town. It sees an allergen. It says, I don't like your face. And that B lymphocyte produces a little weapon, a little chemical weapon of mass destruction called an antibody. In this case, the ones that precipitate allergic responses as we know them are IgEs, not IgMs or IgGs, but the IgE antibody. And this thing binds to the allergen, and then the whole complex binds to the mast cell, which is another immune system cell hanging out in the neighborhood. Different types of defense. Immune system cells are different cells, each specialized in a certain type of martial art. A boxer, a judo master, an aikido master, a taekwondo, and they all have different tricks. Well, this complex binds to the mast cell, And then the mast cell blows the whistle. The British are coming, the British are coming. Paul Revere is the mast cell. It blows the whistle, and it secretes a chemical called histamine. And the histamine is what you, John Q. Public, call the allergic response. And of course, we know, in the common parlance of chemistry, antihistamines. We pay big money for antihistamines. And we'll get into the rest of the chemicals we use to mitigate the response. But right now, we're discussing histamine being secreted by the mast cell. All right. That's all I want you to take a look at here. So get rid of this article. Now, go back to my pictures. Go back to picture number 16. You just saw that. So now we're moving on down the road to picture number 16. So now we've got this issue. We're being exposed to something. We may or may not be able to identify it. But we've got to understand now, collectively, what the body does. No, the body doesn't take you to the local drugstore to get an antihistamine and a nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory or a shot of prednisone at the local dermatologist. It doesn't do that. The body has mechanisms to minimize the response, to maximize the response. So what are those mechanisms? This is where it gets interesting. This is why I do the show. This is what's so cool about the human body, because if you understand this, and don't sit there and go, what herb should I take for my allergic reactions? If you really get the mechanism, then you understand reality. And reality is where you need to live if you want to be healthy. So what's the reality of the body when it's the immune system blows the whistle on an antigen? Well, first of all, let's talk about the skin, because you're going to see these as rashes on the skin. Not all the time, but often. The mysterious rash, right? Name of the show. Number one, picture number one. We absorb more impurities and eliminate more waste through the skin than any other organ in our bodies. I don't know about you, but I heard this in the fourth grade. Yeah, sitting there in Catholic school, back in the old days when nuns wore, you know, billy clubs. It was like the police department Catholic school back in the late 60s. The nuns would tell us the skin eliminates more waste than the kidneys and the bowels. I learned this a long time ago. But how many people utilize that and remember it when it comes to rashes? The skin is what we call the third kidney. Picture number seven. There it is. Brent Carson knows that. The skin is the third kidney. So check that out. Are we saying that the skin eliminates more waste, water-soluble waste, than the kidney? Yeah, that's what we're saying. Now, what are the implications of that? Off the bat, if you're dealing with rashes, chronic rashes, allergies, blah, 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 the body is using the skin because the kidneys and biliary system are overloaded. The body's using the skin because the kidneys and the biliary system, the bile system, the liver, gallbladder, are overloaded. Right there, a light should go on in thy head. And what that means is, we have to treat the skin as an organ that needs maintenance. Consistent, chronic maintenance. Not chronic. Consistent maintenance over time to optimize the skin as an organ of elimination. And this is what we mean by plugged pores. Are the pores plugged? Which means what? Do you sweat? Are you sweating regularly? Do you sweat for 60 minutes, five times a week? Now, I didn't say, do you take a little stroll, a 20-minute stroll around the block three times a week?